when you have madhyama mood. This will take a little while to settle down. had has to be slow.
Yeah.
continuous sound as you can in alarm, right? Even if there are flashing movements, make sure the bow is, you know, tighter and longer. The more the bow loses contact, the less bhava of alap comes out. Right? So that's important. Again. Samaga is time. It's like a touch of ma. Yeah. In one bow.
Thank you.
that's one variety, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's too rough. Yeah, much better. Then it goes to Saad and it can go to Ga. If you wish to keep proceeding with Alap, you can go on and on, right? But then you are ready to set up the composition, whichever composition you play, right? So which one are you doing with her? Anything specific here?
She showed me the
Vilambit
Ektal.
Okay, play
but
that.
But each time we do a Vilambit Ektal,
it's different, I know.
Well, she omits the composition. She only gives me a Stai Mukra,
that's
and Antara Mukra.
That's the way she teaches.
And all the development in between.
Because that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
She's not bookish in that.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah, play it from there. Yeah, now what happens there, I'll explain to you. So that whole thing is your setting up of the Taal cycle. So it's supposed to be one beat or the 12th beat.
Yeah.
But there are two ways to understand it. If you want to play half the speed, it's just here. Right? So two ways to think.
Yeah.
Because the whole avartan has to come. That's why she lets it loose for the development of the middle part. Okay? So play the whole astai beat to beat. First play that. Yeah, but because she never plays to the beat, she plays off beat, remember. Repeat that. Once again. So I develop from there in my own way, because that's the way she taught all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You develop from there and you come back to the main point where again it comes back to the same spot. There are various ways to connect one dot to the other, because what happens, I'll tell you, the composition is so rigid, right? The bar lines are all on the bar lines, on the dots.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sing it in a mellifluous, melodic way,
yeah.
So it moves according to your laya. whatever the tabla laya is, whatever laya you set up there.
Yeah.
Many times what happens is tabla player picks up a different laya than what you are showing. So you don't stop in the middle of the concert and say, hey, that's wrong. So you move on to the first avartan or the first cycle and adjust the whole composition if it's fitting in that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not fitting, you make a few adjustments in the middle part where the tabla is completing and going into the tirikita din part.
Yeah.
Ti, ra, ki, ka, din. That's your indication. Now you are back to cycle, right? So until that part, it is very free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be, but improv artists will do that because she's way polished in that, right? Way finished. So for her, the implicit beat is going on. So the tabla player has to be very alert to understand what she's doing, right? So, this is for very rudimentary level tabla player to understand this is the laya. But you don't do that every time you play. So what I did was the first two part I did offbeat.
Yeah.
But I started the third leg and the fourth leg downbeat.
Yeah.
Or you could do...
Yeah, you can play with
So that knee cannot be longer. Yeah, so you have to make that adjustment. So what I developed over years is to flow with then the culture of the raga. Because as they say, you know, story and plot and character cannot be separated.
Mm-hmm.
Same way the raga and the composition should not be separated.
Mm-hmm.
That's why bhava comes into play.
Yeah.
So I play my own way, but it's not necessary you have to play this way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You develop from there, so there is a template available.
Mm-hmm.
But if you only play the template, that it's way boring or way rigid.
Yeah.
So how you play that is, then second line, okay? These are all my own add-ons. So I'm filling up the gaps. To that point where it is more than 12. So that's how it happens.
Yeah.
So many times she plays differently, so you have to adjust with that. Or tell her, Maji, can you give me just the bare bone two lines? She may not. So over 50 years, the way it has evolved, the composition evolves in a person.
Yeah.
So they play out their soul, you know, the spirit. So that's why when even I asked one time, she says, I don't have the lyrics and all. It's, when I learned it, I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So, over years, you develop that habit.
Mm-hmm.
But some compositions you still remember.
Yeah.
Right? So, this is one. So, even the antra, I play a little different. They play differently. Mm-hmm. But all the differences that came into me is when I started learning from another vocal artist.
Yeah.
Because they are very pure in lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, compromise on it because they have to sing.
Yeah.
So, we have that advantage. We can make a little adjustment here and there because we're instrumentalists.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So, that part is there. So, that's like... That's your antara, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Play. After that, you develop that part, right? So this is my own imagination. Again?
Carry it over there.
Flash is just those two beats.
Mm.
Or slightly more. Not two beats, but maybe four. Three beats. That's the first part. Sagabadari sagarisa. Either sarerisa or on top it should be danerisa.
Which?
On top part, on the danerisa neither magarisa neither
is.
These are all the tricks I developed over years.
Uh-huh.
You know, why do you play always the same thing?
Yeah.
So nobody anticipates that. It's the uncertainty, another element of uncertainty. So every performer should have their own tricks and, you know, traits a little bit. So, if you keep playing only the shadow part of what she's played, trying to emulate exactly the same thing, people will want to listen to her.
Yeah.
Originally, right? So, what do you have to offer also is very important in coloring the composition.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what's the pital?
Before going to the teen thaw,
okay.
the step that I'm at,
yeah,
or the, at least
where
the,
you have difficulty,
one goal that I have for myself is to get from, like right now I'm repeating each alap. Still not from memory. I'm trying to memorize it.
I'm trying
to get to the
that's
point.
That's a template she's very, very, very good at.
Yeah.
What she imparts, that kind of becomes your imbibed knowledge.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
I never asked her, well, how did you develop that sense? You know, those suggestive pauses.
Yeah.
Are very intrinsic and very imbibed. Sometimes it's a gift also.
Yeah.
Right? Mostly it's a gift.
And I keep working on it, but still, a lot of phrases still sound wrong. Unless I've just heard her play it like a second ago.
Then you emulate it.
My Westernness is still there. So maybe we can do a few of them.
Sure.
I can just repeat them.
Yeah.
Let me grab my paper.
Yeah, sure, sure.
So let's say that we had just gotten to the ma.
Okay, good. Show me what you're doing so I will understand from there.
Dani sama. Dani da. Ni sa ni sama.
Yep. That's how systematic she is. She never breaks that template. She's very good at that. When Arjuna was there, she was doing the same thing to him too.
Yeah.
That's why I let her do what she has to do. Right? So how do you play that? If she means the ni sama, try to keep it all interconnected. She means that. So what did I do? Or? That's the continuity she wants. Now you are better. See that? Okay. Next one. How many other ways can you say the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
In your own command. The instrument should not have command over you. You should have control. Mm-hmm. Right, so? Why is there such a long pause or suggestiveness there?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could imagine so many things to color it.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you then? Or at times she may ask you to do? I sometimes just playing pure note without the slide is also golden. Right? Or? On the other string? The whole phrase? Now, that she explained to me when I was a little kid, you know, how to play that part.
Mm.
Even though the notes are just from the composition, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could play it from ga also while going up. But it should be looped in the re. It should not sound separate ga. Next phrase.
Next one's just more.
If you observe, we already played all these things in the alap I played.
Yeah.
I just articulated it differently.
Yeah.
The first phrase you play. So that same thing. I just added a. It just is add on, that's all. What's the next part? Person who plays very little gamma. She plays most of the time sama, in alap especially. When it is stance, naturally ga will come.
Yeah.
Because samadharisa, stance sounds very bad.
Samadharisa, okay.
Yeah. Sagapadharisa is okay.
Yeah.
But when you are intending to stop on ma, sama is better.
Mm-hmm.
Dharisa ma is a good choice. Very good. But if you play on the same string, it's even better. Dhani sama on the same string. Dhani sama. So you get better continuity there. It's hard, I know, but still you have to practice. Okay. Next one. There are two ways to play that. This is one way. So it is pa mama in that case.
Right.
But it should not be, it should not be so explicit.
Yeah.
Right? So it should be very quick and very crispy. Or it has to be dhamama. But dhamama in our instruments is a little hard.
Yeah.
So now that sounds more like a magic.
Yeah.
Right? Or you have to play with the khatka. So polish it more. And come back also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this, the impetus to move in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you keep playing the same bass all the time, the audience will get bored.
Yeah.
So some snippets and some flashes you have to give in the other person. But don't do that in front of her if she's teaching it that way, because she's very template based.
Yeah.
It's very good for students to learn the template structure.
Yeah, it's my job to just memorize the whole template. Basically,
it should happen implicitly.
Just from practice.
Yeah, you should not do things to think that this is the way. No, it will change. Mm. Believe me, it will change. Over years, you will yourself make it rubbery.
Yeah.
Very mellifluous. It's like seeing how Stefan Grappelli's hand moves, or Perlman's hand moves, or other Chinese violinists. Hands move.
Yeah.
There's a rubberiness in their playing,
mm-hmm.
you know, that organic thing.
Yeah.
So that will come over time. Right now you should focus on getting the bar lines accurately and the raga culture you have to understand correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a sa to ma movement?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there ma to dha is supposed to be the other beautiful movement?
Mm-hmm.
The is very beautiful in,
yeah.
by Vishri, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sa ma is very beautiful. That's a Karuna Ras or the pathos
mm-hmm.
element comes in. Ascending is always romantic or beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But coming down, descending is always sad or pathos element.
Mm-hmm.
So the rasas change in that.
Mm-hmm.
Kathor Rasa and Karun Rasa.
Mm.
So that's what she's an expert in.
Yeah.
Her authority is on those things, you know. The way the bhava is created in the playing is emotional,
mm-hmm.
very emotional. So that's why people go to listen to her. Again, she plays the same ragas again and again.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that there is going to be something brilliant,
mm-hmm.
even in that repetitive experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we also should learn how to make it rubbery and how to make it rounded and organic.
Mm-hmm.
Should not look like you are eating a salad, you don't even think what you are eating.
Mm-hmm.
With the same celery, same cabbage, same jalapenos, things like that, right? You don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Just boom, 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 and you're out.
Mm-hmm.
You suddenly feel you're full. But if you start relishing it, everything is relishable.
Mm.
Every nut, every peanut, every you know, butter, anything you can relish separately in the entire enchiladas of the food, right? That's what raga culture is. If you can relish every phrase that she plays or you play. If you don't enjoy, then why will somebody else enjoy it?
Yeah.
That's the goal. Every time she tells you, okay, listen carefully, very, very intentfully. What is she saying? Because the little nuggets you are getting is your life making. Which is exactly how we all learn. Nothing extraordinary. And she's very particular, you have to write down. I struggled with that when I was a younger person. Because I had a different training from my dad and my grandmother in Carnatic music. So when I went fresh to them, there was a different disciplining happening. So I had to struggle for some time. Then I understood it. So I started going back home, practicing, and then come back to the show. So whatever little improvement is there, she will acknowledge over time. But we cannot rush it. Never. Cannot think that I'll be able to clinch the lesson completely for the next lesson. It doesn't happen. She may say you have to show me the next time the way I'm teaching, but it takes time. Number one, your instrument is upside down. It's the whole system is, you know, inversion.
Yeah.
The playing, everything. And then the boldness of the sound also is very engulfing. It's too male sound, and that's too yin and yang, you know?
Yeah.
It's very yang and that's very yin. So everything you have to understand from the perspective of coming to a common ground. What is it that I can imbibe and what I cannot imbibe? That's your choice, because your instrument allows certain things. Otherwise your hand will, you know, you'll have a knuckle problem or some wrist problem.
Can only do so much.
But that's how it should be. This is pure. This is very good. So keep going with these things and play. What else is there? Play. The other way you can play that same thing. If you are intending to go higher than ma and hit da, it's better include ga.
Okay.
Even if you have played sama, then come back to Gaya and go to Da. No, you could play a full Ma first, right? Here you go. See, that's a new phrase. Or Okay. Make it more softer. Variety of saying that pa can be included.
Mm-hmm.
So we can change the articulation in any way. When you are about to turn, right? Da is still on the same side. So far?
Mm.
So do you think it's getting better in your understanding?
Yeah.
The raga, you are understanding the raga. That's important.
Yeah.
Okay? Good.
Next part. Very helpful to do this.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the tuning better too.
Yeah, yeah. Again.
Mm.
Play that. Okay, so what she does is, the less turning of the bow or stopping of the bow, the better, because it looks like singing. So what would you do there, here, in this part is, instead of being the arresting of sound,
mm-hmm.
keep it continuous. Whatever that last phrase. You are still at knee part.
Still at knee. Or they just touch sa and come back.
That's okay. After that?
Sa, go, go, baby, sa. So.
Yeah, should make it more Lord professional.
Yeah, this one's hard.
I know.
How is it supposed to start? Except for the Saninida.
Correct.
So.
The other thing you have to remember, this is exactly how we play key highs also.
Yeah.
Now, key high is always supposed to have equal gaps.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't have equal gaps, then it's not a key high.
Yeah.
You cannot say, Danisa, 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 that's not a key high.
Yeah.
It's just your improv. But if you are saying Danisa, 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 that's the high.
Yeah.
Danisa, 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 that's another the high.
Yeah.
Danisa, 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 it's not a the high.
Right.
So your equal gaps, if you want to maintain the equal gaps, then they should be looped like a chain. The notes should not be like harmonium or piano.
Yeah.
It should be violin, viola, cello family, right?
Yeah.
So, that's pure vocal singing. So, has that loop. Now you are playing. There you go.
So, can you do the pa loop there?
No pa. On the way up. Because there's a closely aligned raga. Bhageshri Kannada. Cannot do that.
Okay.
No. Only four notes. Five notes are there, right? Yeah.
Okay, so you're just adding ma.
Yeah. Beautiful. Next part. Play more bolder, bold sound, the whole thing. If it's still part of alap, it can vary. Okay. The other teachers I learned from, their vocal system is different, a little different. She plays the pure Omkarnath Thakur style and her own style. She has developed her own, right? So, but when I learned from the Rajurkas or other teachers also, the same phrase they would sing slightly differently. But that becomes a challenge for me to keep that in my repertoire also. So it's like, that's how she would play. right? So it's very bow instrument, yeah, that style. But a vocalist can do many things.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way.
Yeah.
But she imbibes all that if the need is there.
Mm-hmm.
But still you need to have your own pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Your own foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The castle that you build over the foundation can vary in any way.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation has to be solid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why she has those templates.
Yeah.
Timing sense, everything is so meticulously calculated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even calculated, it's just gift in her case. So you have to develop that to understand what she's trying to convey.
Mm.
Let's stop. Oh, some call came.
Someone is calling.
Yeah.
My mom is calling me.
Okay.
I'll just talk to her for 1 second. Tell
sure.
her that I must call her back. Hi. Hi. I'm with Jugganji. I'm with Juggan. Juggan. I'm having a lesson with Juggan. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Who's that?
My mom.
Oh, good. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet. That's sweet. Okay, so play the composition if you have to. 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me see how you do that. Go phrase by phrase in the composition so that you will understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
When she tells the next time, you will be able to clinch it. Starting right there on ni or da, ni from sa. The notations you should, you know, memorize is like this. She asked me right now. Yeah, but ma, second ma is gamma. Again?
Okay.
Again, again, again. One more time. Play it this way.
Mm-hmm.
She told me what?
Yeah.
Yeah, she plays differently. What it actually means is that's the way she would eventually play. That's the way notations are.
Mm-hmm.
But she colors it a little. So it's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only articulation difference there.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the same.
Mm-hmm.
But articulation is different in a song.
Yeah.
It makes it more a song. Okay.
Yeah. Need to work more on that second line of Antra.
Yeah,
it's
everything
very
gets
complicated line.
Polished and finished over time. It will go fantastic once you have got the basic bare bone structure accurately.
Mm-hmm.
Keep playing that as many number of times you play from side, will become better and better. Something I do extra.
Mm-hmm.
I have developed my own way to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the way you understand the bare bone structure is Jiya dar paabat balamwa. That's how it would be in the book. Sanirisa, sanirisa. That's all gamak. Yeah. Yeah, that's still kindergarten. Yeah. So make it more advanced. Like that.
Is it gamma danisa or gamma danisa?
No, you could give the gaps. You can adjust the gaps.
Mm.
You could do that way. Or gamma danisa danisa. That's how it should be. Sani risa ni ni.
Sani risa.
Sani risa. Very quick. That's how she plays. See, the system is very clear, very easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is be alert, attentive, and learn, and then practice as much as we can, you know?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.